It's Arts News time. Hi, Claire Nichols.
Hi, Jason. The Australian Directors Guild Awards were handed out this week and you successfully picked the winner.
I did.
As you predicted, the Top Gong went to Warwick Thornton for his film Sweet Country. Warwick couldn't attend the Sydney ceremony because he's currently shooting another project, so he sent in this acceptance video.
Now, I'm thinking there's a bit of conceptual art hijinks going on with that.
Yeah, you can't hear anything. He drives this huge big car into frame and then the engine roars while he talks underneath the sound of the engine, pretends to cry. I get the feeling he wasn't taking this prize too seriously, Jason. Mm. But Sweet Country has had an incredible run. It's picked up a special jury prize at the Venice Film Festival, a platform prize at the Toronto International Film Festival, and six actors. You might remember this year the Australian Directors Guild split the Best Feature Film prize into two categories, films with a budget over $1 million and films with a budget under $1 million. And in that smaller budget category, the winner was Dustin Fennelly for Stray.
Now, another news, the program for the Sydney Film Festival has been announced this week.
It has. And the festival director, Nashan Moodley, has announced that the festival has signed a pledge to reach gender parity in programming by 2020. So by signing this 50-50 by 2020 pledge, Sydney joins key international film festivals, including Berlin, Venice and Cannes. Of the films selected for this year's festival, 43% are directed or co-directed by women. And the festival runs from the 5th to the 16th of June. It's have you had a chance to look at the program?
Yeah, I have. I'm looking forward to the Michael Hutchins documentary by Richard Lowenstein and the return of the Brazilian filmmaker. He'll be coming out, I think, presenting his new film, Kleber Mendonça Filho, and he won the Sydney Film Festival competition with Aquarius a couple of years back. And he, in the interim, has had a lot of trouble and made some very powerful enemies in the Brazilian government. So I'm really looking forward to seeing the film and catching up with him and hopefully interviewing him on the show. Yeah.
Mm. Sounds great.
Now, what else have we got? A song about censorship has been censored. What?
Okay. This relates to the American TV series The Good Fight. I don't know if you watch this show, but lately each episode has featured a little animated short, a little song that interrupts the show to teach the audience about random topics, including presidential impeachment, Russian troll farms. And in the latest episode, there was meant to be an animated song called Banned in China, all about Chinese censorship. Now, according to The New Yorker, the short had been cleared by the show's legal team. It was all set to go. And 2 weeks out, CBS told showrunners to cut the song. Now, this caused a really big drama. The showrunners, Robert and Michelle King, threatened to quit. In the end, they agreed to stay only if they could put a placard up on the screen where the short was meant to go, saying CBS has censored this content. So yes, a song poking fun at censorship was censored. We're unlikely to hear it. And out of interest, The Good Fight has already been banned in China over a 2014 episode called The Great Firewall.
Mm, I heard they wanted to have that caption on screen for the entirety of the segment,
of the song.
In the end,
they did. But
only
they
8 seconds.
Agreed,
I think
it might be boring.
Mm. Yeah. Look, in other news, Sonic the Hedgehog is getting a makeover before his movie even comes out.
I think this is so interesting. A trailer for this new live-action Sonic movie was released this week. This is based on the character from the Sega video game. And fans hated this trailer, Jason. Here's a bit of what it sounded like.
SFPD! Meow? Ah! Ah, come on.
Okay, pal, I want answers.
Basically, it looks like I'm gonna have to save your planet.
So, as you can hear, the jokes are a bit cheesy, but what really upset fans was the way this CGI hedgehog looks. He's got these muscular legs and he's got some really scary human-looking teeth inside his mouth. There were lots of complaints online and, remarkably, the director has responded on Twitter. Jeff Fowler has promised to make changes to the movie. He said, "The message is loud and clear. You aren't happy with the design and you want changes. It's going to happen." So there you go, Jason. Whinge enough on Twitter and you can change the way a movie's made.
Hey, for the fans. For the fans. Finally, Claire, we keep on coming back to the college admissions scandal because it just keeps getting better and better and better.
Well, the new thing is I don't have anything more on the case, but I don't think you're going to be surprised to learn that we have a TV series coming this way based on this story. Annapurna Television plans to develop a mini series based on a book which is being written by a couple of Wall Street Journal reporters. And just recapping for those who haven't heard this one yet, at least 50 people charged over a $35 million scheme to help wealthy Americans cheat their children's way into elite universities, including the Hollywood stars Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin. I wonder if they'll get to play themselves in the TV series, Jason.
I want that to happen. I think that would be unmissable TV. Yeah. Thanks, Claire Nichols. Claire Nichols with Arts News there.